Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Hey, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Listen, guys, I hope that you understand that this series will be a game changer for you in your personal and professional life if you go back and you read these scriptures, meditate on them, and then take massive action. Our series this week is Courage Don't Come Cheap. Courage don't come cheap. Now, guys, listen, I need you to know that courage is definitely going to have fear in the mix, right? So many people allow fear to debilitate them from doing great things in life. And I need you to know that everyone who's great wasn't great at first. Everyone who's great was not great at first. And anyone who's doing great things must always consider doing greater things. So if that's the case, that means no matter what level you are or where you are in your professional walk, and with us here at Power Start Your Day, we talk about your spiritual and your personal development. The first is always going to incorporate fear. But how do you go from level to level to level? It's through courage. Everything you're looking for in your life is on the other side of courage. And today I want you to go ahead and we're going to turn to our Bibles to Isaiah 54:4. Isaiah 54:4, because most people, they fear disgrace or humility, humiliation. And that doesn't have to be the case through courage. That's not always the case. Many of us make up issues and challenges in our mind that don't even exist, really. We bring them into existence. Many of the challenges that I know that I went through in my life, people, my story. But all I can tell you is when I go back and I look back and even being stronger and more just solid with God, I realize the majority of the issues were self-inflicted. And part of it was because I really didn't know God. I was doing so much on my own without even turning to the source that had all of the answers. And now that God is a part of every area of my life, no matter how bad it is, my courage is increased. And this scripture that we're going to be reading on today will help you to understand. Now, I know that today is going to be very, very near and dear to me as I'm got to go in and we're going to pray. But I'm thinking as to where I am right now. People know we're, you know, on the call, we're getting prepared for our national convention for our family, I mean, our company and our family traveled in. And when I can think about in 2008, my very first year in network marketing, it was very foreign to me, foreign to our entire family. And through that time, many people were wondering, what in the world is Robert and Nicola doing? They doing too much. Fast forward now, we came in and we had almost our entire closest-knit family with us and friends with us. Our parents are able to be here with us. And all I can tell you is that if you don't do anything, you know exactly what's going to happen. But if you do something, something great could happen. Let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we honor you. We thank you. We bless your holy name, oh dear Lord. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're coming to you humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petitions made known on today. Dear Lord, we're so grateful for this day that you've made and so glad we have another opportunity to serve you. We know that courage is not convenient. We know that courage can be difficult, but through you, we can do all things because you'll strengthen us. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that we are being built up to be servants for your kingdom, not for the world. Dear Lord, right now, as we come before you, we ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. You are welcome here today and every day. We're asking you, oh Father God, to go out there. Give the comfort to those who need the comfort and the strength to those who need the strength, but more importantly, the direction to come out of fear and step into the beautiful future that you planned for us before we were formed in our mother's womb. We're thanking you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, for when we didn't even think about you, you were always thinking about us. We're thanking you, Father God, that you reign on the just and the unjust, and all of us have been unjust at some point in time. So as we're growing, oh dear Lord, in this time here, we'll let go of any type of fear and more considering serving you and your people. This will help to dispel the courage and disappointment and discouragement that's already running rampant amongst your people. We're going forward by force, doing great exploits in your name. And we thank you and we bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, guys, I know you hear me talking a little solemn, maybe because we're in the suite, and Caden's in one room, Robert's in another room, and I'm trying to be respectful. But hopefully you guys can hear me okay, and for something, you know, I've been up. And God has been ministering to me, not just today, but over the last weeks. And I am in just a grateful standpoint because all I'm thinking about is that when I can go back to 2008, as I was sharing with you all, I knew nothing about network marketing. But you know what? I can remember this scripture here as I was moving out. God brought it back to me when I began to study on courage. I can remember this scripture here, and I'm telling you right now, I was a single mom, had moved from South Florida to Georgia, back to be closer to where my mom was. Could have been a very scary time. I drove all the way from South Florida to Georgia with my kids, and I'm telling you, God sent me an angel. His name was Donovan. Met him in Home Depot. I was trying to sell. I was able to sell two properties and a hair salon to move back. And so just to think that even at that young age, I was about, that was about 23, 24 years old. I'm going to go back to that specific age because I don't puff, I don't make things up, but I'm just remembering that it was kind of rough and I was going to drive by myself. I had nobody, who would take that ride with me. And I met this gentleman in Home Depot and there were some things before the sale of the property that needed to happen. So I was looking up some things. It was just about going, right? This is what we're talking about. You got to be able to do something, right? It doesn't matter. You don't have to know everything to do something. Courage. So I go in Home Depot, and I'm looking around, and this gentleman comes in the aisle, and he was asking me, could he help me? I thought he worked for Home Depot. And I'm like, well, I'm looking for this or I'm looking for that. I don't remember what it was quite. And then he said, well, he helped me to find it. And then I asked him, did he know anyone that can, that was like a handyman or whatever? I needed some work done or what have you. And I don't know why, what made me talk to him, because I definitely was a do not talk to strange men kind of deal. But this man was just so trusting. Long story short, he ended up being the handyman, fixing everything. And when he saw that we were moving, he offered to help me to pack up our truck. I thought that I would be able to. I said I was just going to sell everything and just pack up, a few things that I really wanted. And this gentleman helped me pack up an entire U-Haul. And when it realized that, okay, I can't fit everything into a trailer, I was going to now change and put my car on the trailer. And he said, I'll drive your truck to Georgia for you. And I'm like, are you serious? So not only did he help me fix what needed to be fixed, he drove, never tried to be disrespectful, never tried to do anything. It was just such a knowing and such a, long story short, I know that I had an encounter with an angel. Donovan drove the truck all the way down. It was dead winter when we got here to Georgia. The occupancy clearance for me to move in my property was a brand new property, first time anyone would live in it. It wasn't ready. So my stuff had to sit in the truck, and he had to stay in the house. And at this time, I had, my son, he was disabled. So the room, when Donovan saw that the room would be so far away, it seemed like so far away, which my son, he was only 1 year old at the time. Jawan, he's 20 now. So you're talking about 19 years ago. All I'm telling you right now is that he fixed up and did the whole room for us, so that Jawan's room was very close to me. He did some work for my mom, what have you. And even when I was trying to pay him, he wouldn't even take the pay. And one day he just disappeared. What I'm sharing with you guys is, I'm not going to go deep into Donovan's story. That's for another time, another thing. But I'm thinking about, if I had never walked into that Home Depot seeking, I didn't know what it was. I just said, let me go out here and try to say, this is what they said that we needed. And I ended up needing so much more work than what I thought on the property. And when the problem arise, he just so happened to be there when the inspector came. And I mean, OMG, thought it was going to be something simple. They had to tear off the whole front of the garage and do some other stuff. And he didn't even, I did pay him for that part, but the extra he didn't. All I can tell you is that this scripture right here had brought me, because I was in a place where I felt shame. I was a single mom. Both of the fathers for my sons were incarcerated. This was a time where I knew I was definitely talk of the town. Started having a lot of hurricanes in South Florida. And so I was like, okay, this was crazy. Always having to board up my house. My neighbor next door would help me. At this time, I did have a live-in nanny. It wasn't glamorous. It was just a blessing. I've shared that story before. It wasn't I had a lot of money. It was just about these things that I'm going to share with you on how I believe God has continued to bring grace and bring people in my life that would see me just trying to do something, and then they will roll up their sleeves and be willing to do it with me. The word of God is coming out of the book of Isaiah 54, and it says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. I hope I can do this episode without getting super emotional for this scripture to come back up at this time in life where I could be looking now, and when I am coming in, I'm going to tell you how these things will happen for you too. The servitude, even when it seems like nobody cares, or even when it seems like no one appreciates. And then to come into our national convention and have a team of people to meet us, to bring us to check in first class, bring us up into the one of the largest suites the hotel have, candlelight dinner and these things, and my son in one room, we're in another room. Total difference, only because I did something regardless of the fears. You don't have to know everything. But when we now begin to follow through, I'm going to say this one more time. When you look at this scripture, you see the word ashamed, disgraced, shame, four times basically. God is letting you know, no need to have those types of thoughts or emotions about doing things that you've never done before, or no need to even have those thoughts about the mistakes that you've made in the past. If you're just willing to learn along the way and you put these things first, God, humility, and consistency, some doors will open for you that man would probably try to shut. People will be there for you who it would seem like, where did they come from? And if you're working along the way, because work is necessary, this is what most people won't do. They won't do anything. God will take care of the rest. And then you'll find yourself building a big business, making big impact. But it started off from something small. But when you, like I said, if you're down with God, God gonna be down with you. He's a big God. And if you're down with him, all he know how to do is big. Guys, we're gonna open up this line on today, because as we start rolling through, and I can say, 2008, I knew nothing about what was called network marketing. How about when I enrolled in my first company, I didn't even know that's what it was called, network marketing. I knew I was hungry and I was willing to do what it took while I was learning. Day by day, and now can look up and be one of the top people in the industry. But these characteristics is necessary. This is what kind of rare when people start doing well, and I don't want it to happen to you, Power Start Your Day listeners, because we're training you on how to build a big business. And so when you definitely go out and you have a strong work ethic, you have to work, and you have true humility, even if things get a little bumpy, people will always remember that. I can't tell you how often, even in this industry, if things seem like it's going wrong, it'll be someone who'd never talked, who hasn't talked in a while, will call out and just say, hey, how can I help? See you doing well. You know what? You've always been a humble leader. You've got to keep that part of it. Respect. Respecting yourself first, then it makes it easier to respect others. You don't have to agree to have respect. This is another characteristic I want you to take a look at and make sure that it is a part of your arsenal in building your leadership. Loyalty. Loyalty. Who should I be loyal to? Loyal to who? Loyal to God in a big picture, because you won't go wrong. And be consistent with your work ethic, your attitudes, and you'll be surprised at how far that will take you. Because if you're going out there with these characteristics, even if you don't know everything, God will make sure that there's no reason for you to be shamed. Let's open up the call this morning. I can tell you right now that this particular scripture, I mean, I am just in awe. Because when I first saw this scripture, I was in a place where I felt like I could be holding my head down. I was going holiday after holiday with my family, with two children, by this time buried three, and I was the only one there. They would have to be taking calls. You know, we take calls on holidays from their fathers. It would look like I was loose, nothing of the sort. But when you start putting God first, look at what can happen. This is what is available for you. Good morning, good morning. 313, last four, 8523. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Hi, this is Lanice from Michigan. How are you?
Hi, Lanice. How are you?
I'm so well. I'm so well. You are, as usual, on point. That courage thing, boy, oh boy. I'm moving through a journey that I am stepping out every day, being courageous every day, doing a whole lot of things that I have no idea of where they're going or how it's going to be, but I can tell you this, that my steps are being ordered. And every time I just get past myself, every time the way is made, every time. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for you sharing as you do on these calls. They have been pivotal in my journey of just continuing, you know, in this journey because, again, I was a person who had to know everything that was going to happen, know every step, know, you know, I can't do that unless I know how it's going to turn out. And, you know, being an entrepreneur is nothing like that. I'm just really full. I've in the last 6 months, I've experienced, you know, just being around so many servant leaders and 6- and 7-figure earners that I have never experienced in my life, and that it gives me so much hope that is the type of leader I want to be and I am becoming, and that it does exist. You know, the media and everything else and me not being around those type of crowds, I didn't know that it existed. That might be dumb to other people, but I didn't know. I didn't experience it. And now I am, and I'm so thankful. I'm so very thankful that who I am, it does exist. And I can be wealthy. I can be a giver. I can be a servant. And I can help people and help myself and my family. And I'm just so grateful for you, and I thank you for your generosity. Because that is the best word I can describe of your generosity, to share yourself, share your experience, share your knowledge.
I saw you when I was at Ray Higdon. I saw they featured you, and that just brought such a big smile because I could remember from the earlier parts of Power Start Your Day, you've been here all along. And when I'm seeing you ranking up in your business, stepping out, it brought such joy, and you're not in my team. It doesn't matter to me. It brought such joy because every single one of you on this line can have something huge happen for you if you just push past that fear and use what God has given us with courage. And this word, let me tell you something. People would sit there and dare say negative things about the word of God, but when you're thinking about it, and in times when people need it the most, this is the reassurance. And all I am is just proof in the pudding. I'm not all of that. God is proof in the pudding that if you follow his word, you submit to his will and his way, you will be surprised with pure heart and clean hands, because some people do all that stuff, like my pastor say, the gyrations and everything. It appears that that's where they are. But
right.
It's the heart that God is looking at. It's
yeah.
the heart. And when you follow through with those characteristics I shared with you, success will not be able to hide from you. I can assure you. It's time for you to pass some tests. Good morning. Good morning. 718, last 4-4-1-7-7.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, you always get me. You bring a message to me so loud and clear. And this week has been unbelievable. You know, what's come to me, because I've been praying on this, and, you know, I think in life we're always looking out there. We're always looking out there for the reassurance, the recognition, the guide, and the... It just came to me, you know, the sun isn't waiting for the beams. The beams come from the sun, you know, and I was thinking about every part of nature. The tree isn't waiting for the leaves. The leaves are part of the tree. And I just said, that's the same connection. I can't wait for the courage, for the right moment.
No.
It's part of me. And through your ministry, through God, I'm shaking right now. I know that I have the courage, I have the wisdom, the faith, the unstoppable, deniable faith to move through this period, this time in my life, to get to where I need to be. And I just want to thank you, because it's been a rocky road, and sometimes, you know, the fear and the doubt just love to play havoc with you, and I needed this. You know, I wrote something many years ago. I don't even remember what I was going through, why I wrote it, but I wrote the difference between mediocrity and excellence is having courage in the face of fear. And I remember when I wrote that, I thought, wow, you know, mediocrity is a curse word to me. I've never been mediocre. And subsequently, I've chosen roads that are not paved and that are not always easy. But having courage in the face of fear, and what I've added to that years later is the faith, faith of knowing that, you know, my connection with God is going to see me through.
That's right. That is so beautiful. So beautiful, Barbara, because like I'm sharing is as we're about to close out, yeah, today's call might be a little bit more emotional, but when you can, like you say, understand and just say mediocrity is unacceptable. And when you begin to say that, you can move into the top 20, then 15, then 10, then 5, then 1 percentile, not only of this industry, but even of your country. That's the difference, like you said. I can tell you one thing is that, remember, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My family was the one that had to, in the middle of Connecticut, winters, had to boil water when my mom couldn't afford to pay the oil bill. And now, whatever my mom can't, I have to say I can, because this opportunity has allowed that for us. For us to be able to, Robert and I, to do things for our parents who were there for us when we were just babies. Both Robert and I were both babies, I would say. We were not our parents' easiest kids. That's why you can't never give up. When you see things looking really mucky in your kids, in your team, just be humble, be loyal, be consistent. That takes courage. God will make sure you won't be ashamed. It'll all work out for the good of those who love him. You guys have an amazing day. Go out and do something. Courage requires doing something. You can't do nothing and expect something. And the more something you do, is the more impact you'll make. You guys have a blessed day.